Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. We have some great things that we'll be talking about. We've got some terrible, terrible things that we have to address. Let me just start quickly by commenting on the statement from Abigail Spamberger, who lets us all know who she is and what she's all about. Abigail Spamberger has now made it official. She will rescind Governor Youngkin's executive order that law enforcement officers cooperate with other law enforcement officers. That's what she intends to do. Now, part of it, of course, is motivated by Abigail Spamberger's own personal animosity at this point towards the law-abiding members of society, and her embrace of the most depraved, dangerous criminals that society has ever seen. She is an absolute, utter disgrace and would do terrible, I would dare say irreparable damages to my beloved Commonwealth. Will there be some people who go along with her? Yes, of course. These are the people who, for whatever reason, hate Donald Trump, hate conservatives. Remember who it is that is supporting Abigail Spamberger. You have folks like the unhinged, bigoted woman in Arlington, who I will remind you was a big-time part of the Arlington Democrats and the Spamberger for Governor campaign. Standing there with a sign telling our lieutenant governor, sorry, black lady, you can't drink out of the same water fountain. Right? That's Abigail Spamberger's supporters. That's who they are. That is apparently what they believe. It's sad. I mean, it really is. It's so sad and it's so ugly and it's painful to imagine. And now she doubles down, and it's not a great shock. Again, you take a look at who else is on that ticket. Ghazala Hashmi, who stands with the Hamas folks, and Jay Jones, who says he's not going to be prosecuting any criminals, and in fact, he'll be going after cops. No great shock there either, because one of the leaders of his campaign is that Steve Descano, out of Fairfax, who has turned Fairfax County into one of the most dangerous counties in America because he's continually undermining law enforcement and enabling criminals. I mean, there's a lot. The one thing Don Scott got right there, sort of, kind of, was that there's a lot on the ballot. Now, Don Scott is also trafficking in fear, and it's an easy response to him, isn't it? Well, you know, public education is all about hope. All right, well, what have you ever done for me? Every Virginia voter who is being told by Don Scott, hey, you got to vote for Spamberger and Hashmi and Jones, needs to stand up and say, what have they done for me? What have you done for me as the Speaker of the House of Delegates? Have you helped to cut taxes? Well, I'll answer that for you. The answer is no. Did you stand against the car tax? Well, I'll take that one for you as well. The answer is no. Are you telling me that my used car needs to be phased out immediately so that Virginia will follow the automotive standards of California? It's all right, Mr. Speaker. I'll get that one for you as well. The answer is absolutely. You're on board with that. Oh, wait, a couple of... Hey, Mr. Speaker, Speaker Scott? How about the whole boys stealing girls' athletic scholarships? How are you standing on... Oh, all right, I'll get that one for you. You're totally in support of it, as are your statewide nominees, Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, and Jay Jones. How about the idea of putting boys into girls' bathrooms and boys into girls' locker rooms and men into girls' bathrooms and men into girls' locker rooms? I know it's really like four or five questions all rolled up in one, but not to worry, Speaker Scott. I will handle that one for you as well. You and your statewide team, Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, and Jay Jones are all in favor of that. So you may continue to peddle the normal garbage that you feel comfortable pushing, and the rest of us have to look at the facts. Oh, and there's a brand new poll which has come out. It's a fascinating poll when you look at it. Because you remember just, oh, I don't know, a couple of months ago, my God, Abigail Spanberger was ahead by 17 points. We don't even need to hold an election, Jeff. Spanberger's got this in the bag. Let's just cancel the election and have the coronation for Abigail Spanberger. 17 points. It's just awful, awful, awful. Well, now, latest poll indicates it's 5 points. Spanberger up by 5 points. So if you do the math, and gosh, even I can do this math, that's 12 points that Abigail Spanberger has been able to fall in the last couple of months. Now, I'm not an expert, but it would seem to me you would want to have the momentum on your side in an upward trajectory. How many people a few years back said, well, look, Terry McAuliffe is ahead by, gosh, like double digits, man. Well, why? Who is this Youngkin character? Why did we pick Youngkin? Why were you on board with this Youngkin character from day one, Jeff? Look, he's going to lose to McAuliffe. It's all going to be your fault. What happened? Glenn Youngkin, as he is wont to do, rolled up his sleeves, got down to work, worked really, really hard, and won. I think it's exactly the same situation right now. You know, Jeff, out of the gates, Winston Sears' campaign really wasn't all that good. Well, I'm not here to tell you that it was the best campaign at the beginning. Because if I told you that, then you know that I would be lying to you, and I don't do that. No, it wasn't a great campaign at the very beginning. But I am so happy to see that the lieutenant governor, as she is wont to do, rolled up her sleeves and said, let's get down to work. We got an election to win because we have a commonwealth to protect. And all of her momentum is in the right direction right now. So for all of the naysayers, and there are a lot of them within my own Republican Party, shut up. Sit down. Now, I do give you the option. You could sit down first if you want and then shut up. I mean, really, it's up to you. I'm a freewheeling sort of a guy. But either roll up your sleeves and get on board working hard, or just get out of the way. How about Lieutenant Governor? Oh, my, Ms. Hashmi. Ghazala Hashmi, who cannot be bothered making a public appearance, unless, of course, it's standing with Hamas folks or paid stooges. She's just too busy to go to a debate with John Reed, the Republican nominee. Her campaign continues to engage in lies. Because her campaign is claiming, oh, we're trying to work out details for a debate. Well, to work out details, you would actually have to be communicating with either the John Reed for Lieutenant Governor campaign, which you are not, or accepting invitations from sponsoring organizations or entities, which you are not. So you're not trying to work out details. You're trying to run the Joe Biden campaign and hide in your Hamas flag festooned basement so that you don't have to answer any questions. And I mean, given that it is Ghazala Hashmi, she may not even know where the basement is, because it seems like she has trouble figuring out where the hell she lives. And then, oh, that's a tie. Did I forget to mention that? That's the best part. Well, that's now a tie. Jump ball, everybody. Once again, which way is the momentum going? It's going in the right direction. Finally, Attorney General. This one has always confused me, simply because I have watched Jason Meares for the last 4 years step up to the plate every single freaking time, point out into left field, right field, or center field, and hit a home run. I have never, ever seen someone who has made the Attorney General's office into such a powerful protector of the people. The idea that this was ever a race with Jay Jones, who, to put it mildly and politely, is a lightweight's lightweight. But it has been. Now, it hasn't been anywhere near the blowout. Now, it's always been within the margin of error, about 3-4 points. Well, now it's 1 percentage point. And again, I will tell you, the momentum is headed in the right direction. So I simply felt compelled at the beginning of all of this to offer my insight and my observations on that. Yes, we're going to talk about Minnesota. We're going to talk about Minneapolis. What has occurred there today is beyond the pale. Some of the usual suspects, of course, are immediately calling for you and for me to have our firearms taken from us. The rest of us are looking at the actual truth. Anyway, we're going to get to that in a couple of moments. Coming up at 3:35, you want to talk about a heavy hitter, a major player. Chris Ruddy is going to be with us. Chris, of course, is the CEO of Newsmax, but he is so much more than the CEO of Newsmax. He is the brilliant visionary who created Newsmax from the jump ball. He's the one who said, you know what? I got some really good people. They're going to write some really good stuff. And I know a thing or two about a thing or two. Maybe I'll offer a thought here and there. I'm going to put it in like a newsletter form. I'm going to mail it out to people. And he did. I'm going to make it into a magazine. I'm going to mail it out to people. Well, and he did. And he said, you know what? I'm going to turn it into a multimedia operation. And we're going to deliver great content to people across a wide variety of online platforms, traditional radio, traditional television, print, such as it is in the year 2025, and he's done it. Now, I was so blessed a couple of weeks ago. I got to spend a week with Chris Ruddy as part of this amazing delegation to Israel. I was surrounded by people that frankly, I was a little afraid to ask questions. No. I mean, I had no question, no problem at all asking questions to the president of Israel. But to sit there next to John Gizzi, who is the White House correspondent for Newsmax, and Jeffrey Lord, who is just one of my favorite writers of all time, I just sat there and listened to the two of them talk. To listen to Chris Ruddy offer his insight on world events. To be there as Professor Alan Dershowitz told some jokes that his wife wasn't crazy about him telling, and then offered amazing insights into the affairs of the world. I mean, I was just happy to be part of it, make no mistake. But Chris Ruddy will be with us at 3:35. And I mentioned the race for lieutenant governor. John Reed, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, joins us at 4:35. 3:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. I just got the update from Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com, the Emily Morrissey Bracelet Empire, world headquarters in Midlothian. Emily is busy working, believe it or not, right now on Christmas bracelets. Yep. Here's the update. Working on this year's version of the Angel bracelet. That is one of my favorites. All right, fine. They're all one of my favorites. But nice to see that they're going to be ready to roll. Because Christmas is how many days away? No, I'm not going to tell anybody when. But you may want to start thinking about some of your shopping, is all I'm saying. Yeah, that's it. Oh, and my birthday. You know, people have been so kind to reach out and say, Jeff, is your birthday September the 9th again this year? Yes. Yes, it is. It's a good date, and I just figured, you know, might as well stick with it. It's worked for the last decades. So, yeah, it is. And in a couple of moments, we'll talk a little bit about what has unfolded in Minnesota. Two little kids dead as the result of a depraved, deranged individual who apparently had their depravity enabled by their very own mother. I would say I don't know, but I do know. And I'm going to offer you a little insight into how something as disgusting as this could happen. We'll do that in a couple of moments. And then, 3:45, Chris Ruddy, the visionary who created Newsmax, is going to join us. We will talk about the importance of Newsmax, the growth of Newsmax, and the tireless efforts from President Trump to bring peace to the Middle East. It is 3:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Well, let us touch a little bit on this absolutely disgusting situation coming from Minneapolis. All right, two little kids are dead. You've heard that repeatedly in the news. And this guy, according to reports, was 23 years old. And he claimed that he was a she. He claimed to be, quote, transgender. According to reports, his mom helped him to change his name from Robert to Robin as he pretended to be a girl. Now coming from the Anti-Defamation League, a report that says, having examined a video of his gun, because apparently he was active on social media, and according to this report, he posted a YouTube video, which I would imagine now has been removed, although I can't tell you that because I didn't actually go looking for it. I don't want to give any sort of credence to such a despicable, cowardly murderer. But I digress. According to the Anti-Defamation League, he had a video posted. I guess he was speaking, but he was also showing the guns that he intended to use. According to the Anti-Defamation League, the one gun at least included praise for mass killers. Wow. That's insane, isn't it? Absolutely insane. Praise for mass killers. Wow. Unverified images of the alleged shooter's gun also had anti-Semitic and anti-Israel comments on them, including the phrase, 6 million wasn't enough. Israel must fall. Destroy HIAS, that's a Jewish refugee organization, and burn Israel. Wow. Wow. Now, you can look at this, and I don't want to go necessarily down some political rabbit hole, but the rabbit hole is calling, and it is political. And I'm sorry to say that, but it is what it is. So this young guy had embraced essentially every modern left-wing talking point, going back so far as pretending that he was a girl. And that was, what, 6 years ago? Is that what it was? I think the report said that his name change occurred when he was 17. All right, well, that would make him a minor. And I don't know how bat-crap crazy things are in Minnesota. I'd imagine the bat-crap craziness out there is pretty close to pinging in the red on a regular basis. But he changed his name. And if he's a minor, I'm just going to go out on a limb here. It's not like I'm a practitioner of the dark arts or anything, but I would think as a minor, he would need his parental consent to go along with a name change. And I don't know, maybe he gets to officially list himself as a girl instead of a boy. Maybe. I don't know. But he embraced that. And according to this report from the ADL, he embraced every anti-Israel and every anti-Semitic screed that is currently being shouted from the rooftops by leading Democrats around America. I mean, hell, we don't have to go far. Just look at the Virginia Democrats and their embrace of the most vile, terrible anti-Semitic nonsense. It's all right there. My concern has to be for those two little kids who were murdered and the families of those two little kids and the 17 people injured who, God willing, will survive. But we don't know. It is appalling, but I'm going to remind you it's got everything to do with his actions and the actions of those around him and not the implement he chose to utilize in just wreaking havoc and destroying lives. Chris Ruddy, the man who created Newsmax, joins us in just a couple of moments. It's 3:41. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. There's a lot going on. I absolutely give you that. There's a lot going on. Some great numbers, if you care about our beloved Commonwealth of Virginia, that are coming in. Great numbers. Abigail Spamberger, who just a matter of weeks ago allegedly held a 17-point lead over Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, now holds a lead over Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, but it's down to 5 percentage points. It's a huge drop for Spamberger, a huge improvement for Sears. And there's still plenty of folks sitting on the sideline. Lieutenant Governor. Well, John Reed, who is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, and has asked Abigail Spamberger's running mate to please debate. Guess what? She still says no, and that is now a tie. Attorney General Jason Meares, who I got to tell you has done an amazing job, an absolutely amazing job. Really? Has done an amazing job. Is now in a 1% race with Jay Jones.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, so apparently now we're having technical, we're having a difficulty. Really? Okay. I apologize. This is just we will get to everything we need to get to in a couple of moments. But let me share with you a little bit more on these races as they are shaking out. We are seeing a seismic shift, from Spamberger to Sears. We are seeing a major shift from Hashmi to Reed, a major shift from Jones to Miaris. And that is absolutely, positively vital if we are going to preserve this Commonwealth. This Commonwealth hangs in the balance. That is the reality. And I would love to describe it in a slightly different way. I would love to tell you that that is not exactly what is at stake here, but it is exactly what is at stake. It is exactly what is going on. And unless we pay attention to it, unless we do something about it, we've got a problem. We've got a huge, huge problem. It's awful. Well, we'll see. We'll just see which way it goes. All right? All right. Fair amount of juggling. One or two flaming chainsaws that have been extinguished, and I'm very happy to say that Chris Ruddy, who is the visionary behind Newsmax, as well as just a legit distributor of the truth, is joining us. It's always good to have him on the program. Chris, welcome, my friend.
Jeff, my great friend, how are you?
I am doing well, and I always appreciate you taking a couple of moments to join us. I know how busy you are, and I said it privately, although not enough. I say it in front of everybody. Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of that incredible mission to Israel a couple of weeks ago, an absolutely life-changing experience for me.
Yeah, you know, I first went to Israel when I was 19, and it was life-changing for me, but I always felt like this is a great friend of America. And that they were fighting for us on the front lines, really, of freedom. And nothing's really changed in all those years. And now things are actually, they're more critically important to us, fighting the Iranian nuclear program, fighting radical Islam that wants to destroy the West and America. And I think we saw firsthand the damage that the radical Islam can do. But also how the Israelis are fighting back, and Bibi Netanyahu came to our main event. I think it was a tremendous success, and we really appreciate people like you coming to Israel.
The lessons from that visit, Chris, are resonating with every single one of us who was part of this. I'm looking at some of the amazing reporting, whether it's writing or on screen or on the radio from folks who were part of it saying, hey, wait a minute. You need to know what's really going on the ground. For me, by the way, I stood there in the middle of where that concert was, Chris, and I just wept because the kids that died are my son's age, and my wife goes to every flippin' concert she can imagine. So I just knew if the situation were slightly different, I would have lost somebody there.
Well, it's, you know, the amount of the killing that took place, and it's unbelievable that after October 7th, 1,400 Israelis died, but somehow many people are blaming Israel.
Yeah.
Israel gave them billions of dollars, gave them sovereignty. They basically ran. They had elections. Hamas was elected. They could have built a paradise on the Mediterranean. Instead, they built tunnels to kill Jews. And the people out in this country, including the guy running for mayor of New York, Mamdani, they're all saying the Israelis were at fault for October 7th.
Yeah.
It's sort of like saying, you know, we defended our sense against the Japanese and Hitler in World War II. We provoked them into the war.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the crazy stuff that's going on. And it's really, I think, a function of a larger anti-Semitism that's building out of social media that's really concerning. And Newsmax, I think, of all the media, has been really covering it better than most.
There's no doubt about that. Chris Ruddy is joining us. Chris is the CEO of Newsmax. How difficult is it, Chris, for the folks at Newsmax to cover this honestly? Because you are quite correct, sir, in your assessment that the other media types are all on board pushing and pimping these ridiculous Hamas propaganda points, and Newsmax is almost like the lone voice out there reporting the truth.
You know, there's just a groupthink in the media. It tends to be left-wing. It used to be liberal. Now it's become left-wing. It's gotten really off the charts. And so Newsmax, I think, is growing. We're top four in cable news. We're the fastest growing cable channel in America.
Yep.
We're number five this year with Nielsen of all cable channels, which there's hundreds of them. 34 million people tuned in the first quarter. It's a huge number. Mm. And they're tuning in because they're getting the truth from people like Greta Van Susteren and Rob Schmidt and Greg Kelly and Rob Finnerty.
Yep.
And people say, well, what's the difference with Fox? I always say, well, just tune in. Watch for one night.
Yep.
I think there's a reason President Trump praises Newsmax, tells people to watch Newsmax, and he doesn't say the same thing about Fox News. So there's a reason, and I think he's watching our programs, and we always tell people you should too.
Well, it is sage advice when it comes from the president, and it's sage advice when it comes from the CEO of Newsmax. Tell me a little bit about the proposed mergers, because I've been looking at a couple of issues. There are a couple of corporate mergers that are being proposed that you, as the CEO of Newsmax, have felt compelled to stand up and say, whoa, wait a minute, this is really going to shut down real journalism and conservative thought in that media space.
Yeah, well, we have been opposing a number of things. There's a major advertising. They're going to control 40% of the ad market of the major brands in the United States, Omnicom and IPG. Now, these not are companies most people know about, but they're major in advertising. They're liberal, and they were allowed a merger where they're using the censorship tools of the left, like NewsGuard, to block conservative media from getting ad revenue. President Trump opposes this. He opposes DEI programs, and he's requiring mergers to stop these DEI programs. And for some reason, the FTC initially supported this. We've come out very strongly against it. And also, the FCC is planning on lifting the caps that Reagan started that stop ABC and NBC and all the major media groups from owning stations around the country. This would give them a reach of about, Nexstar is planning to merge with Tegna, and they would create the largest TV group in the nation, reaching about 80% of U.S. homes. Reagan had the cap at 25% because he didn't want these big media groups controlling the local news in markets like Richmond or Peoria or wherever in the country. It's a terrible thing if ABC, imagine if New York was dictating your local news reports.
That's right.
And that's what would happen if you allow these big station groups. Nexstar is a company that's out there, and they own News Nation, a left-wing cable news channel. They have Chris Cuomo on every night bashing Trump. I mean, these are not people you want to have give more power. So we're opposing the FCC plans to increase the cap, and we're opposing the merger of Nexstar and Tegna. It's a very important thing. And so we're encouraging people to join with us, and we're going to be informing them quite a bit on Newsmax about this merger.
Is there anything that we can do just sitting out here, and we don't necessarily have skin in that corporate game, except as you point out, it would keep us from hearing the truth. It would keep us from learning about issues that are local, that are important to us. Do we start writing letters, emails? You tell me, Chris.
Well, right now, we'll be figuring out some method to get people to complain to Congress, but certainly get aware on the issue if you feel you want to tell your congressman you oppose the Nexstar merger. But we'll be forming a more organized coalition, I think, against this in the coming weeks, and we'd love to have, Jeff, you part of it.
Well, I would love to help in any way that I can, because, again, I value what Newsmax does. I value the opportunity for voices, not just like mine, but voices like Greta Van Susteren. And I must confess, I share this with my audience, Chris. When I had the chance to be part of this group, I was like a little kid to sit there and realize that I'm eavesdropping on this conversation between John Gizzi and Jeffrey Lord, and I get to be, I didn't even want to say anything. I thought, you know, these guys have 100 years worth of things. I just want to listen to them. It was amazing, and it was such a beautiful thing. And as a Jewish man who has just now made his first trip to Israel as a direct result of you, I thank you for that, and I thank you so much for standing with the truth of what's going on over there. The voices on Newsmax are so essential. God bless you, man. Just God bless you.
Well, God bless you, and God bless the United States. God bless Israel, and the work that we're all doing to give the American people the other side of the story. It really is critically important. We see the impact of it if we don't do it in some of the things that are happening in the Middle East. So stand with Newsmax. Check us out on cable. Download our free app on your iPhone or Android. You go to Newsmax and start a free trial right away. And we'd love to have you join the news revolution, we call it. I know, Jeff, you're already a revolutionary, so I don't have to ask you to join it.
I am a revolutionary. I'm also a shareholder, and I'm very, very happy anyway to slice it. Yeah, you're doing the best. I'm looking forward to seeing you in New York next week at the big Barrett event. Chris, thank you again, my friend, for being here. I will
thank you, Jeff.
Talk with you soon. That is Chris Ruddy. He's the man. He created Newsmax. He's standing on the front lines bringing truth to all of us. He really is. God bless him. It's 4 o'clock. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Thanks again to Chris Ruddy, CEO of Newsmax. It's a good thing when you get a guy like Ruddy on the air. He's a good guy, and I got to tell you something, Newsmax is an amazing operation. And it is due to Chris that it is what it is. You're going to see some amazing coverage coming from the Middle East, and you'll see it on Newsmax. I appreciate him being here. Now, one of the things we did not get to with Chris is his longstanding friendship with President Trump. And he has seen President Trump operate for decades. I mean, they have been friends for probably 50 years. I will tell you this, our farewell dinner in Israel, Chris had to take a call in the middle of saying a few words. And it wasn't like, I got to go wash my hair, I'll be right back. The phone rang, and I forget what I think the ringtone actually was one of the Star Wars, like, da-da-da-da-da themes. And he picked it right up, answered, and started walking. Right, it was President Trump. And I don't even know what time it was here. I don't really remember what time it was there, but he was like, I gotta go. And he went into another room and had an extended conversation with President Trump, because that's his relationship with the president. And one of the things that Chris would be able to address far better than I can, but I'm going to address it anyway, is what I call the king of trolling. There's nobody better than Donald Trump at getting inside the heads of the leftists. Now, they've been dealing with him in the political sense for 10 years. 10 years. And guess what? He still wins. They cannot help but be against anything he's in favor of. Politically speaking, that's not good for them. Because what President Trump has made clear is that he...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He is in favor of law and order. He is in favor of law-abiding citizens. He is in favor of supporting law enforcement officers, and he is against criminals and criminal activity and violent crime. And because they have such contempt for him, they are siding with the criminals committing acts of violent crime. Only Donald Trump could get anybody to stand up and be supportive of criminals committing violent crimes. Let's take a listen to some of these brain surgeons. Now, the first one, I do have to give you the official warning. Sip something if you are drinking something now. Now is the time to sip it. Yes, yes, yes. It's an MSNBC thing, and I don't know what their new name is going to be. And I mean, I would imagine if they're still around it anyway, we'll still have to do the warnings just for safety purposes. But the reason I urge you to do it is so that you do not spit any sort of a liquid on your laptop or on your windshield. You don't want to do that. So now that you've had the warning, you have had time to recalibrate here. How about cut number one, please?
So, David French, the question is then for Democrats, and you can offer some free political advice, too, if you'd like to. What is the way through this? We have heard Governor Moore, Governor Pritzker, Governor Newsom saying we welcome partnership. We welcome more cops. We want people in our streets to feel safe, but we're not doing it his way. We're not going to have troops walking down the streets of Baltimore and Chicago and Los Angeles.
I mean, you have to use the truth to blow up his narrative. And the truth is this, that people forget he was president in 2020. And when crime really exploded, when violent crime really exploded in a way that was terrifying and dangerous, it happened in 2020 in his presidency, his first term. Ever since 2020, I think Democrats could say we've been dealing with the fallout and we've been trying to wrestle and bring this under control and have had a lot of success. You can look at declining crime rates in the Biden term. Declines have continued in this year. So there has been a story of success to say he was in charge when this blew up, and we've been dealing with the fallout ever since.
Interesting, don't you think? Word breaking, by the way, on that shooting at the Catholic Church in Minneapolis. The FBI is now involved investigating it as possible domestic terrorism. So remember what terrorism is. I mean, it, like everything else, has an actual definition. So for this to be domestic terrorism, there has to be some sort of a political portion to it. So it's not just, hey, some crazy guy went in and killed a bunch of people. It's that some depraved individual went somewhere, and because they were trying to advance some sort of an agenda, did something awful. Now, you and I are looking at this as decent people, right? Decent people. We're saying, well, how could anybody kill a little kid? Right? That's what you and I are doing. We're reacting in a very, very, very emotional manner because we're good people. But you have to look at some of the legal portions of this, and that's why the domestic terrorism angle comes into play with the FBI. Let me give you another tiny little piece here. We have just enough time for this one. Now, it's CNN, which, in all candor, is really not much different from MSNBC anymore. But cut number three.
What do you think this will look like? Specialized National Guard units around the country to, quote, deal with public order issues.
The average American has to know that this order for what we call quick reaction forces has been in existence for over 15 years. When I was the acting vice chief of the National Guard Bureau, we made sure to put that into the guidance for all the states to be able to pull people from existing units rapidly, to be able to assist the governor for any kind of situation that he or she may need. So the idea of creating specialized units, which, by the way, it's the language that matters. Essentially, what the president is doing through the Secretary of Defense is creating units, official military units, to, quite frankly, guard, or not guard, watch the American people. And that's the thing that is absolutely abhorrent. It reminds me so much of what happened in Germany in the 1930s.
So, I mean, Americans aren't used to this kind of mobilization of federal troops, right? They just aren't in their cities. Does this prime them to see the use of military domestically to be normal? And what concerns does that raise for you?
I believe fully that the president wants to put as a show of force to anybody who opposes him, he wants armed and uniformed military on the streets. If his true intent is all about law and order, then this should be what it is. It should be a law enforcement operation, not a military operation. He should restore the funds for community policing, for education, for the hiring of policemen and women in all of the jurisdictions, whether it's the largest city or the smallest town.
The desperation is palpable. All that Donald Trump has said is we're in favor of law-abiding citizens conducting their lives in the way they want to see fit without running the risk that a criminal is going to hurt them or take their stuff. That's what he's doing. And because of the anger that the leftists have for the president, they are siding with the criminals. It is fascinating to watch. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 4:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. I've got to share a couple of things coming in on the James River Air text line. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Coming up at 4:35, by the way, John Reed is going to be here, our Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. He is now tied with Ghazala Hashmi in that race. I remember Hashmi had been ahead by, what, 3, 4, 5 points, something like that. I mean, it is going in a very interesting direction. Even Spamberger, who had a 17-point lead over Winsome Sears, now has a 5-point lead over Winsome Sears. So it seems to me that folks are beginning to pay attention. This happens as we get closer and closer towards Labor Day, right? Kids are back in school. Vacations are, for the most part, over. All right, a couple of things coming in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804, Jeff. Word on the street is that the Minnesota murderer of Catholic school kids is trans and anti-Trump. Yes, that would appear to be the case. 804, Jeff, is the trans murderer a real man or a real woman? Fake news won't say. It's very deceptive. The indications are that his real name is or was Robert, and approximately 6 years ago as a minor, he changed it to Robin. Diane in Chesterfield, Jeff, you continue to make every day a little bit better than it was before you came on the air. Diane, that's very kind, and I know of one person today who would disagree with you. Berkeley is in Mechanicsville. Jeff, can you verify this? Spamberger just said today that if she's elected governor, she would rescind Governor Youngkin's order of the police working with ICE. Yep, she said that today. She said that she will immediately rescind that order, so that law enforcement will not cooperate with law enforcement. It is disgusting. 804 Jeff, please also mention that Abigail Spamberger is anti-right to work. You don't have to listen to her now. Look at her votes for the PRO Act. Yep, that's true. That's absolutely true. I was in the 7th Congressional District before the redistricting, 804 says. She campaigned as a moderate but always voted liberal. Yeah, she had 100% agreement with Nancy Pelosi. Another 804, Jeff, the fake news is going to drop the story so fast now that the shooter is identified as a trans Marxist Islamist. Whew. Yep. 804, Jeff, what's actually more probable? A debate between Ghazala Hashmi and John Reed or Travis and Swifty's marriage making it a year? Oh, that is a tough over-under. They're both tough over-unders. 804, Jeff, that Democrat leftist, mostly peaceful protest emerged, of course, for St. George Floyd. That was the cause of so much 2020 crime. 804, Jeff, I enjoy your show. Where would an average American go to get objective news, news that's not left-leaning or right-leaning, just facts and less opinions? Well, I would send you to Newsmax. Yep, that's what I would send you to do. Go to Newsmax. I think it is always, always a great...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Source. All right. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. There's some amazing developments that are occurring in our beloved Commonwealth. And I want to get right to the matter. You know, John Reed is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. And since day one, I've said that I'm on board with John running for lieutenant governor. I think he's going to do a great job as lieutenant governor, probably someday as governor. And he has come out with ideas and plans and ideas really since day one latest involves helping to make housing somewhat more affordable. That's a big issue for a lot of people. So I want to talk about that, but also the developments in the poll numbers, which are just absolutely outstanding. John, welcome, my friend.
Well, thank you, sir. Glad to be with you on this Wednesday. I'm feeling pretty good today, seeing these poll numbers tighten up and being right there tied up with Ghazala Hashmi, who still will not debate. Have you all called her yet, by the way?
Oh, yes, yes. I think that's a daily effort to get her. Yeah, yeah. And as the phone doesn't ring, we know it's her not calling. That's the way that that's the way that works out. Let's talk about those numbers. Then I want to talk about this affordable housing thing that you're talking about. But these numbers, John, there has been a seismic shift throughout the entire GOP ticket. I mean, if we start just, 8 weeks ago, Abigail Spanberger has a 17-point lead on Winsome Sears, and as of today, it's 5 points. You are now in a tie with Ghazala Hashmi, and Attorney General Jason Meares, I guess, is in a one-point race, according to this latest poll, with Jay Jones. These are big shifts.
Yeah, it's big shifts, which is what I think is probably more reflective of where people have been for a while. But it's been especially important over the last 2 weeks that more news has come out of Northern Virginia with the terrible decision-making and the terrible policies that the Democrats double and triple down on as it relates to parents and kids in schools. And this, you know, I hate to be rough about it, but this awful trans ideology that is just ruining things for everybody. I don't even think it's helping the trans kids. I think it's making life worse for everybody. And the more people hear about it and how the Democrats are on the wrong side of these issues, I think even people who are a little left of center are saying, stop the insanity. We're voting John Reed. We're voting Winsome Sears. We're voting Jason Mayer. We're going with the Republicans because at least they'll stand up for basic common sense.
That does seem to be the issue, right? That it is nonsense versus common sense.
I think that's true. You know, most people who are open-minded people do not believe that boys should be competing in girls' sports. Most people who are open-minded, rational, you know, not judgmental, not harsh people, do not believe that they're daughter, whether she's 5 years old or 17 years old or 25 years old, should be in a locker room with a delusional man who's naked with, you know, things going on. And no, people don't buy into that. And it's puzzling to me why the Democrat Party, where we used to debate, you know, tax rates and, you know, how extensive welfare should be. That used to be the debate. Now we're debating this stuff. This is crazy. And, you know, I'm glad I'm one of the people who, back when I was on WRVA, was standing up saying, this is insanity. It's got to stop. It doesn't mean you're a bigot. It doesn't mean you're a mean, nasty person. It means you're a sane, responsible person who wants to protect your kids if you stand up against it.
John Reed for Virginia.com. I should remind everybody is John's website, John Reed for Virginia.com. John, let's talk about some of the other big issues. Just today, Abigail Spanberger says, one of the first things I'll do if I win is to rescind Governor Youngkin's executive order that says law enforcement should cooperate with law enforcement, local and state, with federal law enforcement. I mean, it is so appalling, but given the track record of folks like Steve Descano in Fairfax embracing criminals, I guess it's probably not surprising.
Well, the one thing I'll say about this is at least Abigail Spanberger's being honest about it. You know, unlike the right to work where she's acting like, oh, I'm not sure. No, you know what you're going to do. You're going to repeal the right to work. So at least she's being upfront by saying she will repeal this. The problem for her is she's listening to the leftists, many of whom are D.C. types who are just out of touch with the average person. And, I've put almost 100,000 miles on the car driving all over the state.
Yep.
And people are not on board with this. Even people who are Democrats agree we got to obey the law. And where it comes to law enforcement, where someone is here illegally and they've committed a crime, you know, I mean, quite frankly, a second crime, but okay, crime, and they wind up incarcerated or on trial, people are not on board with that. They want folks to obey the law. They want peace. They don't want criminals running all over the place. And this is the problem for the Democrats, another case where they're just they're behaving in a nonsensical, crazy way. They don't seem to care whether those of us who get up early in the morning and go to work and try to earn enough living to take care of our families, whether we're inconvenienced or whether we're harmed, they always side with the criminal. It's not going to work anymore. People are tired of it.
Yeah, I think you were spot on. John Reed, who is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, joining us. John's actually been joining us pretty much every Wednesday since the nomination became official, and I'm thrilled about that. John Reed for Virginia.com is the way to read more, to make a donation, to sign up and volunteer. I would suggest, given Spamberger's ridiculous declaration today, that my friends over at the Virginia PBA might want to revisit that endorsement. But that's just me. You didn't say that because you got an endorsement because you're standing with cops as you always have.
Yeah, you got to stand with the police officers. And look at what's happening in Washington right now with President Trump. All these people were freaking out about the fact that he said enough. You know, 100 murders in Washington, the capital city of the United States, maybe that's unacceptable. I got in a little tiff with somebody today who said, you know, it's just so wrong to send in the National Guard. I mean, the crime wasn't that bad. I said, well, how many murders should there be? How many are acceptable? How many moms and dads are you going to go to in D.C.? Or, may I be completely honest with you, here in Richmond?
That's right.
The capital city of Virginia. How many parents are you going to go to and say, oh, well, it was okay that your kid got shot, kid died, because we don't want to actually go out and upset anybody by enforcing law and taking the criminals off the street? I think that whether you're white or you're black, whether you're rich or you're poor, people are tired of this. And it is not oppressive. It's not offensive to go in and say, we have a real problem. Let's deal with it.
Spot on. I would love to see President Trump say, okay, I'm talking about Baltimore, I'm talking about Chicago, but, you know, Richmond is 90 miles away, and we need to help law enforcement. And that would be an amazing thing. I think that would be an absolute thing of beauty.
Wouldn't you think, Jeff, that if you were a Democrat, that you would say, hey, I can preempt any problem. Let me just enforce the law here. Let me take the police chief in Richmond and say to this guy, hey, we're going to hire new people. Let's get you 100 new police officers. Let's really double and triple down on the schedule. Let's make sure you got the equipment you need. Let's go to Colette McEachin, the Democrat prosecutor, and tell her, hey, lady, start locking these people up instead of having a revolving door downtown. It's too many people dying, too many people. I mean, I had lunch today over in a cafe in Manchester, and some of the people who were with me said, oh yeah, you know, three blocks over that, that's where the guy pulled out the gun and just started shooting people. And then two blocks over here is where somebody got killed. And I thought, how do you live like this? This is not okay. People in Richmond don't want to live like this, no matter what color you are or, you know, what your socioeconomic status is. I think there's a hunger for reasonable, responsible, and fair-minded people to come back in and take charge in a way that protects the decent folks instead of constantly protecting the criminals. If I was a Democrat, not that I'm interested in giving them free advice until after I win, but come on, guys, it's clear what you got to do. Let's just do it and save some lives here for the rest of the year.
Exactly. God, it is so spot on. And you know, John, I mean, we grew up in very, very different worlds. But here's the reality. Having safe towns, safe cities, that ought not be left or right, Democrat or Republican. I mean, that's just, we're all decent human beings. We want to live in a decent, safe society. We don't want our kid to be that kid that winds up dead on some sidewalk somewhere. But I'm going to say this to you, John, just from a media perspective. There is nobody like Donald Trump, who is, I have declared him the king of trolling. He has gotten Democrats to admit that they would rather stand with criminals and in favor of criminal behavior than actually agree with a damn thing that he has to say. It's amazing to me.
It is shocking, but it's revealing, because you and I in talk radio world, and you know, previously when I was doing public policy in the Senate and at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and overseas, you get pushed into situations where suddenly you have to make a decision, and it reveals where you really are on the issues. And most politicians just want to kind of stay in the gray area so that they're not really obligated to anybody. I told the guys that I'm working with, most of whom are volunteers because nobody has given me much money, so I just got to make it, you know, I just got to make it work with what I got.
Yeah.
I told them, look, I want to win. I think I'll do a good job as a lieutenant governor. I will put my heart and soul into this, but I don't want to win if all you keep giving me is piecemeal kind of pablum that doesn't mean anything, that is like a Hallmark greeting card that doesn't really move the needle. If I'm going to be lieutenant governor, I want to go in and actually have an impact that helps protect businesses, grows jobs, protects families, stops this insanity in the school system, makes people feel like somebody's actually advocating for them at the Capitol rather than just cashing a paycheck.
Yep.
And you need to get on board with me. I don't need to get on board with you. So are you listening to what I'm saying? And I snapped them into it and said, don't you go out there and run this pablum. That doesn't do anybody any good. If I lose being honest with people, so be it. I'd rather lose being honest than being one of the regular politicians.
Well, listen, let me correct you on one thing. You made a terrible, terrible error there, John, and I am going
to
correct you publicly because I love you.
Okay.
You said you think you would do a great job as lieutenant governor. I am here to tell you that you absolutely would do a great job as lieutenant governor. There should be no doubt about the great job that that you will do given that opportunity and entrusted with that by the people of our beloved Commonwealth. So that's the only correction
I'll work hard to achieve that, I promise.
All right, now we're talking about hard work. A lot of people working hard who are saying, man, it's nice that you got a house, and I can't get one, and is there some way that we help make it more affordable? You are out with a very detailed plan to help with affordable housing for working folks in Virginia. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we got a supply problem. And this isn't just me freelancing here. You know what I did when I left the radio station back on January 27th? I set up a bunch of meetings in that first month with people who were on local boards of supervisors, some of whom have been on your show. Mm-hmm. I went and talked to a couple of developers, and I said, hey, guys, don't just shoot me this line of stuff so you can make a bunch of money. Tell me what's really going on here, and you know, we can talk about the money later. So this plan has come together with that conversation and things that we've seen work in other parts of the country. Part of it is get the supply up, and the supply is different in Virginia Beach versus Richmond versus, say, Bristol.
Sure.
So we need to work with localities to kind of clear out the red tape, stop all the lawsuits, loosen up the obligations for developers and for people to sell their land if they want to build.
Right.
And then for buyers, you know, I'm prayerful. I swear to God, I hope Donald Trump can get these interest rates lowered, because I think it's going to be the match that just ignites the American economy if we can drop the interest rates again.
Yep.
But, you know, I can't control that right now. What I think we can do is offer a tax credit of up to $25,000 for first-time home buyers. Now, we've already kind of carved out special considerations for people who are trying to get on the ladder, you know, to buy a house and start building equity and building, you know, generational wealth through their home. Traditionally, that's been the way this has worked in America, and we've kind of gone off the rails here.
Yeah.
So my idea is, if anybody's got to eat it, let the government eat the cost of getting people back into that process, and let these first-time homeowners, some of them my friends in their 20s, who are still renting downtown, and I'm like, dude, when are you going to buy a house? Well, I wish I could. I can't afford it. Yeah. Well, this might be the thing that just pushes them over the edge, incentive-wise and financially, where when we get that new inventory online, they can get into the house and start building that equity. And then there are a couple of other elements. I hope people will go to Substack, the Reed Revolution, and read about this proposal. And then I just this morning, Jeff, I posted a two-minute video, doesn't take too long, that outlines all of the elements, at least thumbnail sketch of all the elements of the proposal. But those are the biggies, and I think that they can have an impact immediately if we just get started in the next 12 months to solve this problem, because it is a real problem. The Democrats are correct when they say this is a problem. I just think they don't have any solutions that are practical, and I think Republicans like me can come up with those.
Well, there's no doubt. And John, I will tell you, just speaking with Harry and Joe and their friends in that age group, early 20s and what have you, they have been conditioned in the last couple of years to think they will never own a home. That's part of this, is to...
Impossible. Can't let that happen. Cannot let that happen.
Yeah, yeah. We've got to have an educational process. And then your plan, which is just brilliant and offers opportunities, offers help. And I would say, am I biased? Yeah, I've had... John Reed sign on my lawn, as long as there have been John Reed signs to have on my lawn. But I read through it, and I see it. It is very reasonable. It's well thought out. I mean, it's typical John Reed, which is great. John, I want more people to have those lawn signs. I want more people to get on board. I want them to help you out. I know you've got 100,000 miles plus on the car, but by God, you're in every single corner of our Commonwealth. You're sharing common sense ideas. How do people get on board and help you to get the message to even more people?
Well, you can go to johnreedforvirginia.com, and of course, if anybody is super wealthy, it would sure be great to meet the Virginia version of Elon Musk, who's on board with conservative policies. That'd be awesome. But even if you're not, you know, we've got two more months to go with this campaign.
Yeah.
So I'd ask people to consider whether they feel like, you know, $25, $50, $100 might help the campaign and not hurt you too much. I don't want to ever ask people to give to, you know, something that hurts them, but if you could consider that. And then I will have more signs. We got 3,000 in. Believe it or not, we've handed out 2,200 in a week.
Yeah.
2,200 gone in a week. But I just ordered another 2,500 signs.
Wow.
So I think they're coming next week. I pray, you know, there's all this kind of, can they be shipped and stuff. But how about when I talk to you next week, I have a plan for distribution in Richmond, Chesterfield, Hanover.
Perfect.
And it crossed my mind, Jeff, that maybe we could get together and, you know, do one of those things like we used to do when we were on the air together, hang out for an hour or two, and I can hand out signs. I'd love to do that.
I'm on board. I am absolutely on board. John, I always appreciate you being here. You know, hug your mom. She's a great lady. And I will look forward to chatting with you soon. That is my friend, John Reed. Yes, he is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And yes, you should visit johnreedforvirginia.com. Tomorrow morning, Rich Herrera, another friend of mine and another host of Richmond's Morning News, he has Bishop Barry Nestout, who is the bishop of Richmond, joining him to talk about this terrible situation out of Minneapolis. It is 4:54. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yeah, no, I got lost for a second there, but it is. It's Wednesday. It's just gorgeous. I don't know any other way to say it. It's just gorgeous. I got all the windows open here in the former Plaque Shack. Charles Pyle came up to visit the other day and picking up some gifts. I brought one or two little things back for the team from Israel. And Charles, I think Charles was just anxious to get the gift to his wife, because it's pretty cool, I think. And anyway, so he came up here and he said, hey, So Sarah Huffman is curious. Is there really the studio? And it's like, well, yeah. I mean, you hear me every afternoon, or then I'm thinking, well, I hope you're hearing me every afternoon. If I'm just sitting here talking completely and totally to myself, then I got to up the medication and get some professional help, you know. But so he came out here to take a look around. It doesn't take that long. It's only 10 by 12, for goodness sakes. It's not like there's a guided tour. I did think he probably realized, as much as I talk about it being the former plaque shack, there's still a fair amount of plackery which adorns the walls. And I'm trying not to do the whole ego thing. I've already gone through that stage of my life. I really have. But anyway, I know that that's up. I think Jeremy added it to Instagram as well. So you can take a look at it, and you can also see my lovely legs, which are completely and totally untanned. Yeah. So I don't know how the rest of me is tanned. I think it was the Israel thing. There's still some of that floating around and sticking around. So it's good stuff. All right. So listen, tomorrow we've got David Friedman, former ambassador to Israel, who's going to be joining us. Ambassador of Israel, rather, who's going to be joining us. Jason Meares, our attorney general, may or may not be with us. We're trying to get some stuff nailed down. It can be very difficult. You know, it is what it is. And I say it like I've got some sort of involvement. Can I tell you the honest truth? I don't have any involvement, which is probably why stuff works well most of the time. And we hope that we will have Attorney General Jason Meares joining us tomorrow, because I think the world of Jason. I really do. I have been so impressed. All right, here's a little bit of ego. I was kind of early to the game with everybody who right now is sitting up there on Capitol Square, the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the attorney general, right? Glenn Youngkin, not Governor Youngkin, but Glenn Youngkin appeared on this program, I do believe, before just about anybody else's program. And the first time that he was here, he had to explain Youngkin. Anybody else remember this? Because I'll never, ever forget it. He was comparing Youngkin to Dunkin, as in Dunkin' Donuts. He explained how you spell it. And he very humbly asked people to support him. Now, that was in the primary. And I was on board from that point. Winsome Sears, as memory serves, I think she spelled her first name, because people did not necessarily know who she was. Now, some people knew her as a former state delegate. Some people from her community knew her as a business person. But for many of us, it was sort of the first exposure. And I remember being up at an event at, it was up here in Hanover. And I don't know if it was, you know what it was? I think it was the county GOP meeting over at the Board of Supervisors building. I think that's where it was, where I first said to Winsome Sears, I'm on board. You got my vote, because I was a delegate. I was voting in that. Same thing to Jason Meares. And so I'm very happy with them, and I think they've done an amazing job. And I want this commonwealth of mine to succeed and prosper and get all of the stuff that it's supposed to get in terms of people who love it and take care of it. And by God, I am very, very, very concerned with the Spamburgers, the Hashmis, the Joneses of the world. But anyway, that's it. I just wanted to share that with you. Now, I will tell you tomorrow morning, Bishop Nestout is going to be on Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. So please make sure you tune in for that. It's a terrible situation coming out of Minneapolis. There's no question about it. There are two little kids that are dead, and there's 17 human beings who right now are injured. And we don't actually know the status of the injuries. I've been trying to find that, and the only information I can find is that, yes, there are people that there are people who need our thoughts and our prayers. Okay? Just that simple. But there are a couple of things that we have to discuss about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This Minneapolis situation that unfortunately verge a little bit into political territory, and you don't want to get political, or at least I don't want to get, quote, political when you're dealing with something like this. But here's what we do know. The murderer, who is now dead himself, his name was Robert. I'm not giving you the last name because I don't want to really give any more recognition to this dirtbag than I have to, but his name was Robert because he was a guy. But approximately 16 years ago, when he was approximately 17 years of age, a legal minor, he changed his name to Robin because he decided he was actually a girl, which then calls into question, where are his parents? And did his parents go along with this? Because if you are a minor, you're under the age of 18, even a crazy place like Minnesota, can you just go in and change your name legally, or do you need your mommy or your daddy to sign off on that? I don't know. But that's why I have to ask that question. And I know it's a really crappy question to have to ask, but it is a question that has to be asked. His weaponry was decorated with all sorts of anti-Semitic, anti-Israel sort of graffiti, if you will, that he put on there. And I have to ask, was he or was he not influenced by the crazy left-wingers in Minnesota who told him, well, you are, quote, transgender. You say you're a girl? Well, you're being abused. President Trump wants to kill you. President Trump wants to do this. The conservatives hate you. And I mean, it's all crap. But I can guarantee you that's what his head was filled with. How much of that did he ingest? How much of the anti-Semitic stuff coming from the left did he ingest? I don't know that we'll ever know, but I did hear in one of the news reports there from Charles Pyle that in fact there was some sort of a manifesto that he left behind. Well, I guess we're about to see it, or are we about to see it? Will they do, will they go to great lengths to cover it up? Because, you know, that's what happened in Nashville. Anybody remember that? Again, a transgender person shoots up a school, leaves behind the manifesto, but you and I couldn't see it for the longest time. I think now there's some court orders that have made it, or at least portions of it, public. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah, it's crazy. All right, taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, I remember Governor Youngkin on your show. He also said to you, Youngkin was like dunking as in basketball, saying he did a fair amount of that in his playing days. You're right. But that just gives you an idea that he was new to the scene. And your humble host was on board with him from day one. Jeff, let me see if I understand Spamberger's comments from the last news spot correctly. She supports law enforcement officers, but not ICE. Oh, my God. That comment proves she does not care about law enforcement or the citizens of the Commonwealth. Plus, she allegedly worked in the CIA to help defend the homeland, but she supports illegals and not citizens or legal aliens. That's Dave. Yeah, you're right. And so I again say, given her lack of support for law enforcement, given her active opposition to federal law enforcement, maybe, just maybe, the Virginia PBA might want to go and reexamine that endorsement from a couple of weeks ago. I'm just saying, well, maybe you do. Maybe it's a mulligan. Maybe you invite both Abigail Spanberger and Winsome Sears to come and visit again and see if we can't get some answers. Jeff 804 says it's safe to have John Reed signs in Richmond. Or is it safe to have John Reed signs in Richmond? Will Trans Tifa or BLM burn your house down? Pam in Hanover says, Jeff, I love John Reed's first home buyer plan. I can't wait to share it. Yep. All right. Jeff, some people are describing the Minneapolis school shooter as the trans terrorist. Another 804 says, Jeff, is Hashmi even doing any events? I think she's running the bunker basement strategy. Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. Ann from RBA says, good afternoon, Jeff. John Reed is correct. Richmond metro area, Petersburg, could definitely stand some National Guard assistance to curb the violence and get rid of cashless bail. More common sense politicians like John are what we need right now. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. It is 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Coming up at 5:35, Mike Dickinson is going to be joining us. You know, Mike joins us every week, our citizen reporter, citizen journalist, covering a lot of stories that, quite frankly, okay, let me rephrase that. Mike will not be joining us. Sick? Is he really sick? Germ, did you conduct a full exam, or are you taking his word that he's booking off sick? All right. No, I'm not sharing that. No. Look, if you really want to know why Mike Dickinson is sick, you're going to have to reach out to Jeremy directly. Sorry, Jerm, you're going to have to handle these calls because I'm not going to handle those. But okay, that's fine. So Mike Dickinson will not, I repeat, Mike Dickinson will not be with us at 5:35. However, I will be here, which may or may not be a good thing from your perspective. I understand that. If you missed my chat with Chris Ruddy, well, you go to newsradiowrva.com and you can listen to it over there, newsradiowrva.com. Also, make sure you sign up to follow News Radio WRVA on Instagram. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., Rich Herrera will be here hosting Richmond's Morning News, and Richmond Bishop Nestout will be joining him tomorrow morning. Make sure you're listening to that, talking about this terrible situation out of Minneapolis. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. I don't know if you have taken a peek at your calendar recently, but this Friday is the final Friday of the month. And you know what happens? The final Friday of each and every month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on a very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. And this Friday will be no exception. This is, what are we in now? Year 8, year 9, something like that. I'd have to look it up. We're coming up on the 10th anniversary soon. I don't know exactly when, but relatively soon. And it has gotten to a point I'm so happy and so proud to say that each one of our honorees is able to receive a gift bag that I put together. We've got folks who help out and give gift cards and gift certificates. And my buddy Tony Brewster down there in Chesterfield's getting ready to do his annual golf tournament. He's picked his two favorite groups, and the honorees of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday program happen to be one of those groups. And every year, Tony takes stuff and helps us out. I mean, just great stuff. I mean, I'm really rather humbled by all of that. But this Friday is my long roundabout way of saying this Friday we will bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. We have not yet prepared our September Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. So I will remind all of my friends in this Central Virginia law enforcement community, please send me an email if, in fact, you have a nominee for September. Yeah, it just occurred to me. We have not recorded that as of yet. So send me your email, and perhaps your nominee is going to wind up being honored in September. A couple of little snippets here sound-wise that you have to hear, because they're getting crazier and crazier. CNN, which in all candor is just not that much different from MSNBC at this point, is so filled with contempt and rage and hatred for President Trump that they would rather stand with criminals than with his efforts to make Washington, D.C. safer. Washington, D.C. has always been a dangerous city. There have been moments where it's been less dangerous, but make no mistake, it has never been 100% safe, ever. And in recent history, it has gotten more and more and more dangerous. D.C. is unique, obviously. President Trump has a much more direct path to making changes, making differences inside the district. And he's done that. He's taken Terry Cole, who, you know, spent years as our public safety secretary for Governor Youngkin, DEA career guy. Number one, he's now the confirmed administrator of the Drug Enforcement Administration. That's something that hasn't happened in a long time. The DEA, it seems like forever, has had acting administrators. And President Trump said, no, let's get this done and keep it done. And so Terry Cole makes the move up to D.C. to head up the entire DEA. Chris Gomenez, who is our assistant special agent in charge at the Richmond District Office over on Green Court, he got tapped. He's now the SAC, the special agent in charge of the entire Washington division, which includes not just D.C., but Richmond and Norfolk and the whole state of Virginia and up into Maryland. I mean, they're great folks. And President Trump said to Terry Cole, hey, by the way, because you don't have enough on your plate, now you're going to be the acting commissioner of the Metropolitan Police Department. And have you seen what Terry Cole has done? He's suited up every night and he's out there on the streets. And you have DEA guys, you've got U.S. Marshals, you've got ATF, you've got FBI, you've got all sorts of federal resources that are deployed, and the city is now much safer. And only crazy people would side with the criminals. Well, guess what? You find crazy people at CNN. Take a listen to cut number two.
It's not enough to have more than 2,000 National Guard troops in D.C. The president just signed an executive order creating specialized units of Guard troops charged with quelling civil disturbances. The order comes as he threatens to send troops into Chicago, and Democratic leaders across the country accuse him of making authoritarian moves.
And they say, we don't need him. Freedom, freedom. He's a dictator. He's a dictator. A lot of people are saying maybe we like a dictator. I don't like a dictator. I'm not a dictator. I'm a man with great common sense, and I'm a smart person. And when I see what's happening to our cities, and then you send in troops, instead of being praised, they're saying you're trying to take over the republic. These people are sick.
No word yet on which Americans actually want a dictator. The people who perceive cities as fundamentally crime-ridden at all times and all decades think this is a good thing. So here's an example. The New York Post, oh, safe can you see? No murders in the Capitol since Trump takeover. Actually, there's probably no murders in North Korea, too, but I don't want to be presumptuous. So tell. But here's the governor of Illinois in response.
Find a family who's enjoying today sitting on their front porch and ask if they want their neighborhoods turned into a war zone by a wannabe dictator.
Well, he'll do Chicago first. You know, sure. You know, we'll do New York. We'll do Los Angeles. These are places, these are the cities he would like to other for, you know, a lot of the voters that support him. And then I think it's interesting, you know, the I'm not a dictator, it almost strikes me as the I do not beat my wife kind of a answer to a question. He clearly doesn't want to be seen as a dictator, but I also think that, you know, there's the law and order crowd might not be that opposed to.
Those are the people he was referring to. Yeah, I'm going to look for that in your tactics. Reporting. The people who said, I want a dictator.
Yeah, we're looking for them. Email me if you want a dictator. I'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, nobody wants a dictator. But you know what else people don't want? Shackling goofballs on CNN. We don't want crime being committed in our neighborhoods. Now, you brain surgeons there at CNN, you make enough money, you're safe, right? You're safe and sound. Even as you rail against gun ownership, you make sure that there are people near you who have firearms to keep you safe. If you're based in D.C., then you either live in a well-to-do enclave in Northern Virginia, or you live in Bethesda, Maryland. And if you actually choose to live in the district, and I know there are a handful of these folks who do decide to live in the actual district, you know where they're living, right? They're living in Northwest. They're living in Georgetown. Tell you right now, they're not buying a condo or a row house in Southeast. Ain't going to happen. You're not going to find them there. So they don't care. They're not setting up shop at Anacostia. They're not doing that. So they're fine. They can make believe the crime isn't happening because in the streets of Georgetown, they're pretty safe. But venture somewhere else, head over the river, see what it's like. You're just not going to be all that thrilled. I'm just saying. Hey, Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy. In the news again. Now, he is a good guy. He's a rock star. He really is. He has been charged now with remaking Union Station. Thank God. Because Union Station, for the longest time, has been such a... it's just been decrepit. It really has. And coming out of it, man, it was like stepping in onto the set of a Cheech and Chong movie. You couldn't see yourself for the weed smoke. President Trump says we got to do something about Union Station. Secretary Duffy is charged with that. Cut number four.
If you've heard the president and you follow D.C. news, the president has been very concerned about crime in our nation's capital. He wants a capital that is worthy of the greatest country that's ever existed on the face of the earth, which means a capital that's clean, a capital that's safe, and a capital that doesn't have its parks overtaken by homelessness. And so we look at our equities. We are going to partner and invest in the streets of this city. But today, we are going to look at Union Station. And Union Station is, frankly, owned by DOT. We are going to take DOT from our partners back under DOT control, and we are going to make the investments to make sure that this station isn't dirty, that we don't have homelessness in Union Station. We want a place where businesses want to obtain leases and set up shop and serve the community of D.C., but also the people that travel into D.C. via train. But also, we want just if you're out, you want to go for a great meal, you want to go shopping, you want to come to Union Station because it's gorgeous, it's beautiful, it's safe, it's a great experience. That's what we want to do for Union Station. So. Today we're announcing that we're going to take Union Station back under DOT control. Not a power play, we've always had it, but we think that we can manage the property better, bring in more tenants, bring in more revenue, and that revenue is going to allow us to make investments in this beautiful building. It needs investments. It's been, I think, neglected for decades, and it's showing its age. And again, we want to make this place beautiful and the premier train station, not just in America, but the premier train station in the world.
I love it. Go get him, Secretary Duffy. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 551, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, and, well, a lot of stuff going on. There's no doubt about that. A couple of things that I am following. I'm really excited to... see and hear will be tomorrow, 6 a.m. The Bishop of Richmond is going to be joining Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. The situation in Minnesota is just heartbreaking. There's no doubt about that. And I'd like to tell you that I have something to say that really matters on it. I don't think there's anything to say when you're burying a child. I mean, again, it's just not the way this is supposed to go. It's just not. It's just not. I do have a photo. I'm not going to share it, but somebody who is a reporter tracked down a photo. Looks like it's a freeze frame from one of this guy's videos. And he's kind of dressed up like a girl. He's clearly a guy, but he's got long hair and ponytails and the rest of it. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But if we're all going to pretend that that was not part of this, and the ugly left-wing anti-Semitic crap that is being reported that he had written on the guns, then we're missing a huge chunk of this story. It is a big, big story. And there are a lot of pieces that are going to be a lot easier for some people to pretend didn't happen or don't exist. And we just can't allow that sort of stuff to happen. Let me share a text message that came in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Dave sent me a note. He says, hey, Jeff, I am a member of the Virginia PBA. And as a member of the Virginia PBA, I have let it be known my extreme anger at their support of Abigail Spamberger. Now her support of illegals, I will make sure they hear from me again. Also, they are endorsing Nivar over Owen. You know, Dave Owen is the state delegate over, was the 57th or 75th? I don't know. I get all those districts. But you know who it is. State delegate Dave Owen, who ran against the porn candidate last time. For whatever reason, the Virginia PBA is endorsing his Democrat opponent. And Dave, who is a Virginia PBA member, says, I firmly believe organizations like this should never endorse anyone. You're going to get half your members mad. There's no way to win. You're right. You're right. There is no way to win on that. But if you've gone in now supporting a candidate like Abigail Spamberger, who just today made clear her opposition to law enforcement, and you are a law enforcement association, and I got news for you. I think you need a mulligan on this one. You need to reconsider that endorsement of the woman who today said she will take direct action to undermine law enforcement activity. That's what she said. So I don't see any way that you can make those things square up. I just don't see it. So anyway, we'll talk more about it tomorrow, I'm sure. Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News at 6 a.m. Again, the Bishop of Richmond is joining him to talk about this terrible situation in Minneapolis. And I would urge you to keep those kids, those families very close to your heart and your prayers, and give your own kids an extra hug tonight, will you? All right. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do it all again tomorrow, starting at 3, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.